Welcome to the Economy Watch podcast by Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. I'm your host, Steve Stribling, with a few words about how the economy is affecting the commercial and residential real estate industries for the week ending November 6th, 2015. Just before the jobs numbers came out, Bloomberg did its usual survey of economists, and their consensus was for an increase of 190,000 jobs in October, with a range of estimates between 150,000 and 240,000. No one predicted what actually happened, which was that the U.S. economy created a net total of 271,000 jobs during October, which represents an unexpectedly strong surge for the month. I don't point that out to mock economists, as much fun as that can be sometimes, but to show the unpredictable nature of the economy, and how there seems to be a great deal of resilience to it now. It was only in August, after all, that everyone seemed rattled by events in China and elsewhere. But that feeling didn't last very long. Job gains were across the board in October, in professional and business services, healthcare, retail trade, food services, and in construction. All of these segments, should they continue to experience this kind of job growth, bode well for demand of certain types of commercial real estate. For instance, employment in professional and business services, which is good for office space demand, increased by 78,000 in October, compared with an average gain of 52,000 per month over the last 12 months. Employment in retail trade, which is good for that real estate sector, rose by 44,000 in October, compared with an average monthly gain of 25,000 over the past 12 months. On the other hand, job gains in manufacturing and transportation and warehousing, which tend to be good for the industrial sector, were a net zero gain for the month. Construction employment increased by 31,000 in October, following very little growth in recent months. Among that total, employment in non-residential specialty trade contractors rose by 21,000, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Other metrics published by the Bureau pointed to stronger growth as well, job growth as well. For instance, the number of people employed part-time for economic reasons, that is, those working part-time but who wanted a full-time job, has dropped by 1.2 million over the past 12 months. Some of those people dropped out of the labor market, but a good many of them got the full-time jobs they wanted, which comes with better pay and conditions and will encourage them to spend more. So that's a good thing. Finally, and this, I hope, could be the start of a trend, average wages in October were up by 9 cents an hour. That doesn't sound like much, but in a labor market as big as this country's, it's a lot. Wages are now on track to grow by more than 2% this year, which isn't stellar, but it's progress. That's all for this week. This is Dee Stribling with Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. Thanks for listening, and be sure to read my Economy Watch column every day at those excellent websites.